I have something I think you should see. If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning. Long before Christ, the king of Judah was a man named Josiah.
Boy, when you say beginning, you mean beginning.
At that time, the temple where the people worshipped was in ruin. And so the people worshipped idols, false gods. And so the kingdom was in disarray. Josiah, since he was a good king, sent his secretary to the treasury and said, "We must rebuild the temple. Give all of the gold to the workers so that this will be done." But when the secretary returned, he had no gold. And when Josiah asked why this was, the secretary replied, "We found a book." Do you know this story?
No, very dumb.
What the secretary had found was an ancient book, the Book of Law. You may know it as the Old Testament. And it was with that ancient book, not with the gold, that Josiah rebuilt the temple.
we are sitting here. Are we there to do something? We have nothing to do. We just enjoy our sitting with no worries. Because sitting is a pleasure. Sitting and listening to someone speaking is a pleasure. You don't need to learn anything. You don't need to pass an exam to get a diploma. You just sit there and enjoy breathing in and out and listening to someone speaking about peace. It is not our intention to give you ideas about peace. We have got plenty of ideas about peace. Our intention is to be peace in the right, in the here and the now. To be peace in the here and the now. Not to talk about peace. And this is possible because peace should be there in your body, in your feelings, in your perceptions, in your consciousness. You have your body. Your body might not need peace. And you learn how to bring peace to our body right here, in here, right in the now.
Traveling many a mile.
high from this hangman's tree, high from this hangman's tree. Da-da-da-da-da-da, I brought no gold for to pay this hangman's fee, but I come to see you swinging and swinging high from this hangman's tree, high from this hangman's tree. Hangman, hangman, slack your line, slack it just a while. Oh, I think I see my mama coming, traveling many a mile, traveling many a mile. Mama, 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 you brought gold for to pay this hangman's fee. Why did you come to see me swinging high from this hangman's tree, high from this hangman's tree? But I come to see you swinging, swinging high from this hangman's tree, high from this hangman's tree.
your scripts have a certain feel to them, as different as they may be. People come away knowing that David Mamet has written something. There's a texture to it, there's a feel to it, there's a cadence to it. Can you describe it for me, what it is?
Well, thanks. I think that's a high compliment. I'm just trying to me, drama's all about get there. That's all it is.
Get you know, where?
Get whatever's happening next. The whole idea of drama is three things. Who wants what from whom? What happens if they don't get it? And why now?
So there's conflict. You have to have conflict.
That's all that there is.
Yeah.
So most people, I guess they go to colleges, and colleges try to teach them how to write drama, and they teach them about character development. But there's no such thing as character development. All there is action.
And a character is what we infer about the characters come out of their actions.
Absolutely so. Yeah. That's all. Aristotle said that in his book called The Poetics. This is the best book ever written about playwriting. He said all character is habitual action. So when we see a character on screen, it's no different than seeing a character on life. Somebody comes up to you in a party and says, "You don't know me, but I'm an honorable kind of guy." What's our first reaction?
Well, I know that. I don't trust you to begin with.
Sure.
Yeah.
You say, whatever you say about yourself, I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
And the same thing is true in drama. When characters describe themselves, we have to say, "I'll be the judge of that."
Do you have an opinion of humanity that leads you to think that most people are honest or dishonest? Or do you generalize it all? Do you go in with a preconceived notion of what humanity is likely to do to itself?
Well, plays are not about nice things happening to nice people, right? Plays are about conflict, and plays are about the difference between our intentions and our results, or the difference between our self-view and our actual morality, or the difference between our view of the world and God's view of the world. They're about conflict on different levels, and so we call these different levels comedy or tragedy or melodrama. But they're all about conflict.
How often, part of conflict, I guess, comes from within us, ourselves. Our perception of what it is, what our intentions are, versus what our behavior is, and how others perceive us.
Sure.
Does that play a large role in the way you kind of, without developing your characters, you put them into action?
have something I think you should see. If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.